Republicans together.
The first Democratic debate is set for June. This is Fox News.
To the experts at AC by LeQuire and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by LeQuire for details. ACbyLeQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Born Henry Louis Aaron on February 5, 1934 in Mobile, baseball icon Hank Aaron first honed his baseball skills while growing up in Alabama. He is best known for breaking Babe Ruth's record of 714 home runs, ultimately hitting 755, a record that stood from 1974 to 2007. During his career, Aaron was a member of the Milwaukee and then Atlanta Braves for 21 seasons and made the National League All-Star team every year from 1955 to 1974. He won three Gold Glove Awards for outfield, and his lifetime records for most runs batted in and most extra base hits still stand. Aaron was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982 with 97.8% of the votes cast. In 2002, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be feast or famine on the showers and storms that will be roaming around through the evening and nighttime hours tonight. Some of the storms could be on the strong side early. Watch out for lightning and maybe some gusty winds in some of those storms. A low temperature tonight, 63. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day. Most of the day, we're dry. High in the low to mid-80s, but a better chance of thunderstorms beginning Sunday night and into Monday. And some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of this situation all weekend long. If you don't have it, get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and amazingly cool Blue Water Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, once again, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, I am your intrepid, humble host, a man whose mind's been numbed by the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Joining me on Saturdays, as always, is a man who's forgotten more about the biggest of big pictures than I likely will ever know, a man who has connections on the inside of the biggest of conspiracies against mankind, and a man who's been jostled awake by what is about to come upon this earth. I would like to welcome my friend, and I don't just throw that word around these days, the Postman. Welcome, Postman.
Hi, Terry. Good to be here.
Do you prefer the Postman or just Postman, or does it matter?
Either way, it doesn't matter.
All right. Cool. Cool. Folks, tonight, excuse me, we're going to do something that I wanted to do last week and found myself unable to do, and that is kind of do a little interactive deal. What we need you to do is we need to get on your computer with internet access. Where do you want me to send them, Postman? I could link it on our Clearing the Air site.
Yes, you can do that. Send them to the South Carolina webcam site.
Okay.
And they need to look at that as I'm telling them what they're looking at.
Okay. Now the one that's showing the four different cameras, or the YouTube video that about what they saw on the camera.
The YouTube video. The video is pretty short, so you can. You can let that play, and I can talk about, you know, what...
All right, and you're talking about the original video, because
right,
we've looked at so many. All right,
right,
I've got it up right now. I'll tell you what, I'm going to link it. So, folks, if you will, I'm going to put the link right now on our Clearing the Air Facebook page. Let's see. My computer's slow, and then I just had something pop up a minute ago telling me that it didn't recognize my power supply, the one I've been using forever. Weird stuff are afoot. Here we go. All right, multiple planets seen on South Carolina webcam. I just put that on our Clearing the Air Facebook page. Now, you can click on that, and that will take you to what we're about to talk about. Okay? Multiple planets. Let's see. Yeah, there's, folks, there is something going on. Think about this. We know that they're spraying aerosols for many, 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 many reasons. We know that, for one, for instance, personally, I believe they're distributing a bioweapon, the Morgellons, silica-based life form, whatever it is. They're putting freeze-dried viruses on this stuff and letting it defrost, letting the sun's heat defrost it as it falls. They're using it, metal particulates that they can turn into plasma as a missile shield. There's several different reasons. Communications. Think about this. What if you're the powers that shouldn't be? You have knowledge that the mere mortal people, us normal peon folks, don't have. okay? What if you want to keep, you know something's coming that's going to decimate the planet, and that's what you want, because you've got your underground facilities ready. You're ready to go. You don't worry about stuff like that. You have more money than you could ever spend in 50 lifetimes. Doesn't matter. But you're ready, and you know it's coming. So how do you keep people from seeing it? You obfuscate it. You hide it. You spray stuff where people can't see out of our atmosphere and into space and see what's coming. It makes sense. Well, unfortunately, there's so much, you know, technology has afforded us so much just in the last 15, 20 years. Everybody has a camera. Everybody, if you got a cell phone, especially if you got a smartphone, you have in your possession a camera better than 90% of the people had 15, 20 years ago. These cameras are excellent. Not to mention all the sky cams that are put up all over the planet. They can't hide this from all of them because it's impossible to totally obfuscate the whole... You can't make the whole world blind from what's up there. You can't. There's not enough hours in the day.
No, because people are scattered throughout the four corners of the Earth and the four corners of the United States and four corners of each individual state. And they can't, on a clear day, it's almost impossible for them to obfuscate the whole sky from every angle.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You want me to fire this thing off? Give them to the end of my monologue about
right,
that.
Right, uh-huh, yeah.
All right, so folks, so please go to our Clear in the Air page. The last thing I put up there will give you a link to a YouTube video called South Carolina, actually multiple planets seen on South Carolina webcam. And yeah, the title is exactly what it says. And also, you'll notice I put some pictures out on our Clear in the Air Facebook page that a friend of mine sent me from YouTube of something in the sky beside the sun. This thing is textured. It's weird looking. I don't know what it is. But, you know, I've got videos out there, too, of textured areas of the sky. There's something going on. And we're not privy to it. They're not telling us. And again, why would you keep something hidden unless there's a reason to hide it? And that sounds kind of Yogi Berra-ish, you know, kind of simplistic. But think about that. There must be a reason they're hiding it, or else they wouldn't keep it hidden. Right? I mean, it makes common sense. That's common sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're hiding this for a reason. Trust me on this. Well, don't trust me. Do your own research. But a friend of mine, Bill Saye, I talk about him all the time. Don Lemon on CNN, everybody knows the infamous Don Lemon, has made some response about how all the white males need to be killed because we're the problem, okay? Well, this former Marine veteran named Matos, last name is Matos, he responded to Mr. Lemon, and here's what he said. After surviving three wars, a gunshot wound, a near-fatal drowning, a failed parachute opening, Taliban ambushes, ISIS snipers, mortars, minefields, suicide bombers, and laying down my life for the cause of freedom while fighting shoulder to shoulder with my brother Arabs, Asians, Black, Hispanics, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, animists, and atheists, I've now returned home to the USA, where a CNN host has labeled me a radicalized right-wing terrorist simply because of my gender and the color of my skin. I represent just one of the hundreds of thousands of conservative white men who have fought to preserve freedom in this great nation and in other nations as well. My forefathers are the 3% who founded this republic against the might of the British Army. It was white conservative men who died by the tens of thousands after charging into our southern states to free our Black brothers from the slavery imposed them by the liberal left. We were the ones who acknowledged that women have a right to vote. We held the line in World War I and charged the beaches of Normandy in World War II. We fought for freedom and liberty for generations, and we continue to do so today alongside all our brothers and sisters, regardless of their race or religion. In the early 30s, Hitler said the same thing about the Jews that Don Lemon of CNN just said about white men. This is the true face of the Democratic Party. First they enslaved and killed Blacks, and now they use them to spew hatred and lies against the very people who have fought for generations to free them and uplift them. Just remember that when you go to vote. One final thought. To make a point, I have referred to myself as a white male in the previous sentences multiple times, but I must make it clear that I identify simply as American, not as white, not as male, and certainly not as Republican. Although blatantly racist and hateful, do not let Don Lemon's ignorant words drive you into viewing yourself only by your race and religion. Identity politics does not lead to freedom. It only leads to hatred and division and an us versus them mentality. If CNN does not fire Don Lemon immediately, it only goes to show that they are truly the enemy of the people. Amen. And that takes us to our first break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Travel to Truvies and meet a group of women as delicate as magnolias, but tough as steel. The worldwide hit Steel Magnolias is now playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. As ASF transforms into a small Louisiana parish, watch six strong Southern women as they navigate life's challenges with wit, warmth, and intelligence. Get your tickets by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or visit asf.net. Steel Magnolias, now through May 5th at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Oh, go ahead.
All righty. Welcome back to the program. Okay. If you haven't done so, please go to our official, and that is official, Clearing the Air Facebook page where I have linked something called Multiple Planets Seen on South Carolina Webcam. Click on that link. It will take you to a YouTube video of the same title. All right. You ready, Postman?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Let's see if we can get this thing, put this volume way, way down. See if we can get this thing to play.
Hey guys, good day. Thank you for coming back. Hey guys, I want to show you a website that has some webcams. It's WIS News. It's in South Carolina. They've had some interesting pictures, some interesting finds on two of their webcams. So when you go to this, I'll leave a link. When you go to this webcam site, there's these two. It's four webcams. There's two of them here that have shown a set of planets. Here's another picture. It was taken today at 4:53 p.m. This camera is facing, it's in South Carolina. It's facing northwest. This camera is facing,
wow, look at that.
Just due west. And I've talked about these planets before. I'm going to show you a short video from Final Days. You'll probably remember this. This is a woman who does who scours the FAA webcams, or government webcams, and let's see what she's shown on this particular video.
The south-facing camera in Sitka, Alaska, shows a fast-rotating red crater-pocked orb that we've seen many times on many of these weather cameras. Some contrast helps to see it better. We know it cannot be a lens flare of the sun, because our sun only rotates once every 27 Earth days. This object is rotating much faster than that. We see the oddly shaped pink reflection swing across the bottom of the screen.
So this red crater planet that everybody's been able to routinely see when you scour the FAA, there's hundreds of these webcams. And you can find it any given day. You'll find it on a clear day, this red cratered planet, and it's rotating. But for the longest time, you can only see it from the Alaska webcams, which are obviously located very far north. Now, these planets that she shows, she has many other videos that show different planets, a striped planet, a green planet. This has really already been, NASA has actually already told us this. Now, NASA had revealed to us back on February 12th, 2017, that they found a treasure trove of planets. They claimed they found these planets, this small brown dwarf star, which they claim to be 40 light years away, which is very far away. That's the closest star to our own sun is about 4 or 6 light years. So this thing is very far away. Let's hear NASA talk about the technology that they have, that they were able to find 7 small planets around a brown dwarf star 40 light years away. A new discovery.
Seems that around the very nearby cold small star, we found 7 rocky Earth-sized planets
nearby, but it's 40 light years away.
All of which could potentially have liquid water.
For me, it's mind-blowing. The first time I saw what the system had in it, I just was like, you gotta be kidding me.
So they're showing 7 planets. Obviously, there's no way that they can begin to tell that these planets actually look like this from 40 light years away. They would be a dot in the, I don't know how they can even begin to say they can even find these planets. But the theory is, when you read the book of Revelation, it speaks about a second sign where, behold, a great red dragon, an infrared light producing brown dwarf star, has 7 planets, 7 heads, and 10 horns, and 10 moons. Now, there's been many people who have left NASA, some scientists, and they've leaked out this information. NASA calls this the Trappist system. Remember, Jesus says, and it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth like a trap suddenly. So NASA is telling us about these planets in this brown dwarf star that the Bible calls the Great Red Dragon. They told us about this already, but they claim it's far away, but it's not really far away. It's right here. And we're seeing these planets, number one, in these FAA webcams, which our friend here is telling us about. But all of a sudden, we are starting to see these same planets on webcams that are down south. Obviously, South Carolina is not the Alaskan webcams. So today, I was scouring this website here, and this is what it looks like now. It's nighttime. I'll just go ahead and refresh the screen. If you happen to look at this during the day, you might come across this. Now, this was a picture of this red planet, I guess a few days ago at 2:28 in the afternoon. It was seen up in the sky like that. That's why we have the chemtrails, to hide this kind of stuff. So today, when I saw it around 4 o'clock, I realized I was going to sit there and just watch it for a while. Let me go ahead and show you. So I saw 2 planets. So in this Lake Murray, you can barely see it right here. There was a round object planet. And then the Sumter webcam had a planet. And let me go ahead and show you what these look like. So this was the Sumter. So this was taken at 4:43 p.m. today. Now look at this. This looks like some kind of planet. It's got some kind of topography on it. I'm going to flip through the roughly every 10 minute webcam pics. Now let's watch how this thing rotates. You can see it's moving. It's rotating and moving too. See, planets rotate, and they rotate on their axis, and then they orbit around their sun.
Yeah.
This planet's no different, except it's very close to the Earth.
It is.
I'll play it again here. You can see it rotating. You can see this line rotating around as I move through the pictures. Now, this is about an hour's worth. Let me go back to the beginning. At 4:43, it looked like this. 4:58, 5:08, 5:18, 5:38, 5. That's 1 hour. That's obviously some sort of rotating planetary body. That's up in our sky. That's not what people are normally accustomed to seeing. Well, let me go to the other webcam that had, there's a different, here it is. This one right here. Lake Murray. This was at 4:53. This one you can't see rotating. It doesn't appear to have these objects on its topography that allow you to see it rotating. But you can see it moving downward as it's setting. 453, 508. This is extraordinary to consider that the Bible would predict something like this. NASA has already told it. And when you try to explain this to any average, I'll say the vernacular, Tom, Dick, or Harry, they think you're crazy if you're even bringing this up. I have close friends of mine that just won't even consider this. I try to show them stuff to them. They think you're nuts. But what is this? This is not the FAA webcams. This is down here. So very soon, this stuff is going to be seen in our sky. Let's go back to the NASA programming and listen what the lady says. She tells us what we're going to see in our own skies, but they pretend it's some other kind of thing. This is our programming for us.
Like, you gotta be kidding me. And I looked at the data myself, I'm like, yeah, there they all are. It's just, I would have never predicted this. It's beyond, anything.
Yeah, right. So when we see these planets in the sky, you're gonna be saying, I never would have thought there'd be planets in our skies. How does this work? Planets are, or just look like a star in our telescope.
Thing I could have ever dreamt of.
Now, this object right here, I think, is somehow being used, something that looks like this, as far as our sun simulator. They're just teasing us with that information.
I felt super excited, amazed by the existence of re-existing system was
amazed of the existence of a system. This is probably what we're actually going to see from our vantage point at some point. You could easily see other planets.
You're standing on all these planets, you actually see a lot of them sort of in the sky. It would be by in very short orbital periods.
There's a hexagonal thing with a black dot in the middle. What does that look like? So when you look at this TRAPPIST system, and they do call it a TRAPPIST system, now we can go to the Word of God, and we can go to Luke 21, and we can see what Jesus says about a trap. So this is what Jesus says. He says, this is the words of Jesus, but watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness of the cares of this life, that day come upon you suddenly like a trap, the TRAPPIST system. Interesting how they named it that, NASA did. So this, the rumors about this system is that this is a small brown dwarf star, brown dwarf, infrared, great red dragon. It doesn't produce visible light, it produces infrared light. And that's how we first found it, with an infrared telescope back in 1983. And then now that it's gotten closer, they know it's got seven planets. Okay, and the diameter, according to some of the leaked information from NASA, is 50 million miles in diameter. The seventh planet is 50 million miles. Now, the Earth's orbit around the sun, the diameter of the Earth around the sun is about 150 million. So this entire mini solar system could easily fit between the Earth and the sun. And it's on some type of highly elliptical orbit. I'm not even going to get into showing that. But this is what we are seeing right now when we look at this, at these webcams down south. It's just a matter of time when these things are going to show themselves. It's just a matter of time, guys.
They already have.
So I'll leave a link. You guys can go to this website here, and you guys can look for yourself. And at some point, like Jesus says, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth.
Let me ask you a question before we hit this break.
All right.
Is this what the Vatican's been looking at on Mount Graham?
Yes. This is exactly what the Vatican's been looking at on Mount Graham for years.
Yep.
And that was the very reason why they built that telescope.
Exactly.
They ignored all the Indian treaties, ignored all the sacred burial grounds that the Indians had on Mount Graham.
Yeah, they don't care about
that. And they just bogarted their way up on the mountain.
Did you just say bogarted?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, they did. They actually just took it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They did.
Yeah.
All right, we laid on this break. We got to hit a big 5 minute or so. Y'all stay with us. This is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 5 short minutes.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be feast or famine on the showers and storms that will be roaming around through the evening and nighttime hours tonight. Some of the storms could be on the strong side early. Watch out for lightning and maybe some gusty winds in some of those storms. A low temperature tonight, 63. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day. Most of the day, we're dry. High in the low to mid 80s, but a better chance of thunderstorms beginning Sunday night and into Monday. And some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of this situation all weekend long. If you don't have it, get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Yeah, sing it, Elvis Costello. Okay, Postman. What is it they're seeing on those webcams?
These are the actual planets that are in the inner system. And
so this is Nibiru's one of those planets.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, explain that, because I thought that Nibiru was the dwarf star, but it's not. It's one of the planets that's orbiting, right?
Yeah. Nibiru is actually the fifth planet in the system. And that's the one that's the famous, or you want to call them infamous,
yeah,
Anunnaki, you know, lives on. And I was told there was about somewhere between 20 to 33 million of those reptilian hybrid beings live on that planet.
Can you equate them to anything biblical? I mean, how does a Christian wrap their mind around this? Any idea? Are these the fallen ones?
Some of these creatures were actually spoken of, you know, in the Bible as being sons of God, and you know, they're actually angels, they're actually cherubim angels, and these are some of the ones that are that actually fail, but the core of the Anunnaki is they're actually planet builders, in other words.
But like engineers,
right? Yeah, they're like engineers. They're kind of similar to the ones that was on Alien, the ones that actually made the disease that would destroy a whole planet. In other words,
gotcha.
But this is what I've been talking about for ever since I've been coming on the show. You don't want to actually talk about Planet X. And I just want y'all to see what I've been seeing on these webcams.
Amen.
And when I first saw them on the webcams, I could see the whole system, all seven of the planets, because it was so small, it was so far out there, and you could actually make out the brown dwarf that was in the center of it. Jeez. And the rest of the planets would be rotating around it. It was kind of similar to the actual picture that Voyager took of it back in 1982. And it's kind of ironic where Voyager was at the time. Voyager was near Sagittarius when it took that picture, so it had to come through the Sagittarius gate or near that constellation somewhere in there.
Wow.
So it was more than 62 degrees south of the celestial equator that it comes from. I mean, that is way, not out there, down there, put it that way. And like I was saying in a previous program, if you were to actually just get on a ship and break Earth's atmosphere and orbit the Earth a couple of times, breaks Earth's orbit, and just point the ship downward 62 degrees, I mean, way out there, you know.
Yeah.
I think the numbers that were given were beyond 7 billion miles. Wow. Billion miles will put you in interstellar space. It'll put you out of the Kuiper Belt, because our planetary system is inside of a halo. If you were actually a half light year or 2 to 3 light years away from our solar system, it would look like a gigantic star in space. But it's actually not. That is that's a halo around our planetary system, because it's the uh, it's what's left over, you know, from the accretion disk when it was formed. And it looked like a Dyson sphere.
Hmm.
That's exactly what it looks like, you know, from a distance.
Yeah.
But that planet, that striped planet that you are looking at on that webcam, I think the name of that one is Arbota. And the other one, that rocky planet, that one was named after Robert Harrington, the actual
chief astronomer,
chief astronomer of the Navy, the one that they killed back in 1983.
Yep. The day before he was supposed to give a big news conference and tell us what he had found.
Yeah, he was actually going to put it out. He's going to tell it.
Yes, he was. Can't have that.
No, uh-uh. And the reason why he did it was because they put an ad in the Washington Post.
Who did?
It actually came out on the Washington Post back in 1982.
Oh, yeah. Voyager, what it had found. You're right.
Right.
Mystery. And that's when the deep underground facility started being built 24/7.
Look, Terry, these people know about this
system.
They do.
They know.
They
were waiting on something to verify that it was indeed inbound. They knew how long they had. That's when they started building these underground cities for their, not our, their protection.
Yeah. And the estimate back in those days were 20 to 25 years. 20 to 25 years has passed since 1982.
Yep.
So we're actually on the cusp of this thing flying by, because you can actually see how big these planets are on a webcam. These planets are the size of a supermoon, you know?
Massive. I don't think people can wrap their minds around the size you're talking about.
And they're still millions of miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are they gonna fill up the whole sky when they get close enough? Because they're not gonna hit us. They're gonna fly by.
Yes, I'm told when the actual brown dwarf when it flies by, it is actually going to come 0.5. I think the number was
Wow.
0.515 AU from Earth, and that's that's somewhere between 10 and 15 million miles.
Which sounds like a lot, but in space, that's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Well, when you're talking about a brown dwarf star, that's 55,000 times as big as Earth.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge.
Yeah, it shrinks that distance down pretty quick, doesn't it?
Right. It does. And not to mention, it's going to connect with us electrically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people have been talking about this for, my God, man, 25 years. Well, I've been listening to podcasts for 10 years. I remember listening to a podcast 7-8 years ago, and a guy's talking about how big this monstrous this thing is. And he says it actually will have the power to pull a continent through the planet and out the other side. And I went, my God, that's power.
Yeah, it is. And come to think about it, I actually believe it's carrying a small magnetar with it.
Ooh,
and I said on a program before that's one of the most dangerous. Besides a quasar, a magnetar is one of the most dangerous phenomena in space.
Explain what that is, because I know people don't know, because I'm not sure I do. If you can,
a magnetar is kind of like a semi-dead star,
mm-hmm.
but the magnetic field on it is greater than our sun, especially when you get one that's a magnetar the size of a planet actually is. And it's not that big, but mm-hmm. the one that I think that's accompanying this this brown dwarf, it's really small. It's actually small enough to actually fit inside of it. Inside of it.
Wow.
Yes.
That's dangerous.
And the reason why is carrying that plume with it,
mm-hmm.
The actual magnetic field is so strong. The magnetic field is being traced by cosmic dust, gas.
Yep. Pulling that tail.
Ice. Pieces of broken comet.
That's the dangerous part. Right?
Asteroids. I mean, some of them are mountain size. Because they're caught up in that magnetic field's wake.
So when the Bible talks about 100-pound hailstones, this is what's going to deliver 100-pound hailstones.
Well, not necessarily. It's when it interacts with Earth atmosphere or Earth magnetic field electrically, it's going to cause some serious planet change.
I can see that.
Not planet change, but climate change. It's going to cause
us. Yeah. Okay. So they're convincing us right now that we're causing what this thing's going to do.
That's basically what it is.
Of course.
Essentially, climate change is Planet X, because the sun that we see every day, that's what drives our weather.
Absolutely.
And they don't tell you that, but it's the truth. That's what drives our weather.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm sitting here going through. There's so many videos out here about what we're talking about. I wouldn't begin to know where to start. Most of them are long, hours and hours and hours, because this is extremely detailed, extremely sophisticated. You know, it's just not something you can explain to people in 5 minutes. It's a big deal.
No, it's actually detailed. And yeah. Another thing too, this system was here when Israel was coming out of Egypt.
That's right. You're right. That's what I've read. Yeah. Because what, 3,600 year approximate
right,
orbit?
Right, and it's been about 3,600 and somewhere between 50 to 80 years since Israel came out of Egypt.
Yep.
I think it was between 1550 and 1580 BC that it came out of Egypt.
Wow. Well, we got to hit this quarter break because I don't want to get like I did last night and get way behind. So 3 minutes, folks. We'll be right back. Come back with us, please.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's go!
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's program. We're talking about what's being captured on webcams all across the world. Something that's coming, something that we've been talking about, Postman's been talking about for quite a while, and that is the infamous Planet X. Now, believe it, not believe it, it's in the Bible. Depends on how you interpret it, but it sure seems to me like it's in the Bible. It came around when Moses was leading his people out of Egypt, 3,600-year orbit. It's not one planet. Now, what I've read, Postman, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the sister to our sun, red dwarf. You can only see it with infrared, or it's an infrared dead planet, a sun, and it has seven planets rotating around. Is that right?
Right, uh-huh.
And
yeah.
The fifth planet is the one they call Nibiru.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The actual star is the brown dwarf, and the people call the whole system Nibiru, but
that's not correct.
No, it's not. It's just between Nibiru, the planet, that's the home world of the Anunnaki, mm-hmm. and the actual brown dwarf, the actual nemesis star, is what they call it.
Yes.
Some people look at it being the sister star, you know, to our sun, but it's actually the nemesis of it, you know, because if you read things about this, you know, in the past,
mm-hmm.
There's several sites you can go to actually find that, and
right.
one of them is Coburn Bible. The Coburn Bible actually chronicles that in detail, and There's an English account. There's an Indian account. There's a, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a Chinese account, and there's a Nordic account. The one that grabbed me the most was the Nordic account, and I mean it was. They actually had to go into a cave to actually survive it.
Wow!
And all the ones that were left on the outside, when they came out of the cave, they actually had to put the club to them, had to kill them.
Why?
You know, because they had a lobotomy.
Yeah, they were wild.
Yeah,
and,
they were wiped. Their brain was wiped clean.
They
you know,
were
because
dangerous.
Yeah, because they had been pretty much their brain had been short circuited.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered this. We've talked about the Coburn Bible, and we've talked about how it's in the Holy Bible, and we've talked about different stuff like that in past shows. And I guess we even said in past shows, as the days go, it's going to get closer and closer. Well, it's getting closer. Before long, folks, it's going to be visible to the naked eye. But they're trying to keep you from seeing it because that's one of the reasons they're spraying so much. And they have been spraying. Not a day has gone by this month. Actually, last month or this year, come to think of it, that they haven't been spraying every day.
And it's going to get worse and worse. The chemtrails are going to get worse and worse because they're actually going to be able. You're actually going to be able to see them in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
and just like it is on those cameras. But it won't be on cameras. You'll be able to see it with your naked eye. And at some point in time, like the sun is being eclipsed now. But they've got that fake sun system up there now, because you can actually see the sun when it actually go dim, and it'll stay dim for a few seconds or sometimes it'll stay dim for an hour or so till that planet transits the sun, and then the actual real sun will come back.
Wow.
And at some point in time, Earth is going to be eclipsed. And who knows? We may get them. We may get one a week. Sometimes we might get one or two a day. But it's actually going to happen.
Yes, it is. I'm reading a page right now that's this guy uses Bible codes, and he says Planet X is here. It has changed directions. You can see it clearly in the mornings when Venus appears in the east. Here's some codes he put in. Here's the clusters he got. Lord, Yahweh, Coder, Sherry, Babylon, Unmask, Nibiru, East Babylon. He says the real return of the Jedi are not forces of light. They are evil. They are the watchmen who fell from grace in a rebellion led by Lucifer against the Most High God. That's from Isaiah 14:12. Some of his clusters found ancient, watchmen, origin, Genesis, mutiny, revolt, rebellion, insurrection, seed, God, habitation, dwelling, solar, space, hovercraft, planet, earth, Nibiru, hostile, arch enemy, evil, wickedness, planetary, errant, stray. I mean, and he says the terms Rahab and Nibiru intersect. As others have stated, Nibiru is a chunk of Rahab that survived the explosions. Does that make sense?
No, it actually is not. That Nibiru system came light years from here. It actually came from a actual tri-star solar system. There were three suns in that system with several planets. Well, about 50 planets orbiting those three suns.
Gotcha.
And there was just a cosmic war, you know, between the angels, good angels.
Listen, read that right now.
Yeah.
Listen. Notice he says it's returning because it's been here before. Now, he says planet Rahab was originally Lucifer's home planet, and Yahweh destroyed it and cast it out of our solar system, and he's allowing it to return in these last days. You think that's true? No?
Well, actually, I heard this also, that it's returning for the last time.
Well, that makes sense, because there won't be anything to visit the way it's going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and when it comes, when it actually comes, you know, because you got to realize, folks, these are negative beings. These are negative polarity beings.
Exactly.
And what they're coming to do is actually feed off of the energy, God, you know, from us. And when that star comes, when that brown dwarf comes, it too is a cannibal star. It actually feeds on.
It's going to feed on Mother Earth, isn't it?
Yes, feed on Earth. It'll connect with it electrically, and drain some of the power out of it for sure.
Wow.
And because it's already connected with the sun once before, you know, when it passed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And because you can see some of the sometimes you can see on some of the webcams you can see the sun actually, you know, there was actually plasma boats, you know, coming from the sun. And sometimes, you know, you'll be able to see the actual Nibiru moving around the actual sun. And the reason why I knew that was it, because it was moving too fast, because that whole planet is under power. And it's hard for people to actually believe this, but it's true.
All right. Here's what he says. When Lucifer rebelled, the results of God's judgment against him and those who rebelled were that the planets involved were destroyed. Lucifer was allowed to escape, but his home planet was cast out of the solar system. Mars and Earth were destroyed with hailstones, and the inhabitants fled to these planets. When Yahweh recreated the Earth in Genesis 1, it had already been sitting barren and empty for thousands of years. We really don't know how long. We just know that Earth had a thriving angelic habitation here, and that's where you'll hear of Atlantis and some of the other civilizations that lived here. I don't know that I believe that part, but when Yahweh recreated the earth and created man in his own image to dwell here, Lucifer came to earth, saw what was happening, and from that time has set out to destroy man because he was jealous that God created man in his own image. Those being held on Lucifer's original home planet, known as X, Nibiru, real name Rahab, have been prisoners. Lucifer has been using the other alien races to set up mankind for their arrival.